This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Special of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're with me, talking and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. You can find us up on the, what's that thing called, the Facebook page. Well, first you can go head over to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be with smarter people than me. That's right, there are smarter people on that page than I am. So, if you don't like the conversation here, you can always head over there. Also, on Facebook, there's a live feed going on there as well, so you can watch and you can listen and all that fun stuff. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you were taught to hate. You don't have to. You really don't. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. As I said, a lot of crazy stuff going on in the news. We're going to have Tom Del Beccaro is going to be on with us in the next hour. Tom was a Senate candidate in California. He also was the chairman of the California Republican Party for a few years. And we're going to talk about California's woes and whether or not the California Republican Party can be resurrected, can make it in California. Or should we let it just die like the Affordable Care Act? Just let it sink into nothing, move into oblivion, and then pick up the pieces. I think we should let California just float away into nothing. Yeah, you know, I live here. But, you know, at some point in time, you got to let the ship sink so they can give you a new boat or something or whatever it is, or help you fix it. Nobody thinks there's anything wrong. They're always going to pull it out from, I don't know, from financial ruin, and they don't really do that. They just kick it down the road. Sad story in the news, but, my God, it's like one of those things where you say to yourself, Mike, have we not taught our kids any common sense? You know, I mean, simple things. Like driving 90 with a blindfold on might be dangerous. Right? I mean, simple things. Walking along the freeway when you've had too much to drink could be dangerous. Well, even if you're sober, it could be dangerous. So a Minnesota woman has been charged with fatally shooting her boyfriend in a failed YouTube stunt. That's right. Mona Lisa Perez and her boyfriend Pedro Ruiz appeared in numerous YouTube videos and talked about trying to how they were going to attract more followers, more viewers, what have you. So as part of the young couple's quest for YouTube fame, for lack of a better term, the 19-year-old woman shot at a book that her boyfriend was holding, and it killed him. Now, look, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea here. We're not laughing because she killed him.
It's the stupidity.
All right? It's the stupidity. He actually held a book in front of his chest and had her shoot it, probably because he saw in some movie that the book saved the guy's life. That the book was able to stop the bullet because it's so dense with all the pages, right? Now, Mona Lisa Perez was charged Wednesday with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting of her boyfriend, 22-year-old Pedro Ruiz. Perez is pregnant, appeared from the jail by video at the Norman County District Court proceedings on Wednesday. She posted $7,000 cash bail and was released Wednesday afternoon. Now, Ruiz held up the book, described by the county attorney James Bruce, as a hardcover encyclopedia. Then Perez pulled the trigger on looks like it says 50 caliber, but it can't be, a .50 caliber Desert Eagle pistol, trying to see whether the bullet would go through. Now, that's the part that's kind of troubling. So they don't know if the bullet's going to go through or not, if the book's going to be able to stop it. But the brain surgeon on the other side thought it would be a good idea to hold it up in front of his chest, not out to the side. Maybe put it on a stand of some kind. Let me hold it up in front of my chest and see if it will stop the bullet. Now, again, I understand that a human being died here because of stupidity. This is not just an accident. This is people wanting to have their 15 minutes of fame. This is people thinking that they can, you know, she goes on to say in the article that the more views they get, the more money they're going to make, the more famous they'll be. And she'll be able to throw dinner parties. I'm sorry, lady. If your boyfriend, first of all, didn't have the guts to marry you, but if your boyfriend didn't have the IQ to know that you're not going to hold a book up to your chest, that's the way to test it. You think they tested bulletproof vests by having the guy put it on? Do you think every shark shoot was tested by somebody putting it on, jumping in the water? I don't think so. After a few hours before the shooting, a posting went up on Perez's Twitter account that read, "Hey, me and Pedro are probably going to shoot one of the most dangerous videos ever," and I do mean shoot. His idea, not mine. The note included two wide-eyed emoji faces, another of an eye-covered monkey with a gaping mouth. The Desert Eagle is described by retailer in an online ad as one of the world's most powerful semi-automatic handguns. I don't know how this 19-year-old got a hold of a handgun, but whatever. Bruce said that there are multiple videos, one of the shooting. They'll not be released. "We called him a little daredevil," said Lisa Primo, an aunt of Ruiz's. "Yeah, he was always chasing thrills," they said. "He was putting himself in dangerous situations all the time. His antics included jumping into a swimming pool from the top of a house with no hesitation." Okay, that's kind of crazy, but everybody does it. "He was a crazy driver with go-karts, and now he proved how crazy he was with a gun." This is sad. I mean, seriously, this is sad that our young people can't figure this out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body antibiotic extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and listen, pay attention. I am tired of repeating myself. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the shirt. You can see the shirt if you're watching. I have a bunch of shirts that start off with hashtag stand. Hashtag stand for America. Stand to keep America great. You know, stand against the resistance. I am tired of being last at a game all the time. I'm not kidding you. Right? We let them take off. We let them abscond with all the terminologies, with all the word descriptions. I mean, I went through this with you last night about racist and homophobe and Islamophobe. None of those things mean anything anymore because the Dems have decided what they mean or what they're going to mean. So it's about time we start taking this stuff back. It's about time we're first to the game. Wouldn't that be really nice for once we get the good seats? All right, I'm Joe Lucini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I love when this guy's on with me. I have a lot of fun when he's here. Tom Del Beccaro joins me. He's the author of A Divided Era. Also, he served as the chairman of the California Republican Party and was a candidate for senator here in California. Tom, thanks for being with me.
How are you? Great to be back on.
I'm always fun, and I'm stuck here in California. You know, most of the other guests I have on from other parts of the country, they always say, oh, my God, you're in the belly of the beast. How do you deal with those nut jobs? It's so nice to be known that that's the state you live in, right?
God. Absolutely. Look, you're at least in the Santa Clarita Valley, right, where there's Republicans. I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area.
You just gave away the location of the Bat Cave. I appreciate that.
Well, Bruce Wayne did pass away recently, the only real Bruce Wayne.
There you go. I always, did I ever tell you about the time I had a liberal give birth in my driveway?
Give birth in your driveway?
I had a liberal give birth in my driveway, and they left their offspring in the driveway. There was a big pile. There was a big pile of turd one morning when we went out in the driveway, and my neighbor has a video camera, and that's what it was. So I'm just saying. That's all. I'm just saying. Anyhow, let's get back to reality for a minute here. So, California, we've got a lot of issues here. I mean, and recently with the passing of the single-payer health care bill, because, you know, we can definitely afford it, can't we? what is going on up in Sacramento?
It's free.
Freedom.
I don't know why you're having a problem. Country, our state is $1.3 trillion. The governments in our state are $1.3 trillion in debt. And there's only 34 million people. Now, I'm not very good at math, but I'm suspecting that's a lot per person. And they're not turning around. You know, politicians, they're not usually around when the problem hits. They move on, get out of office, retire.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's where we're going. So we're $1.3 trillion in debt across the country. Just on the books, our governments are about $23 trillion in debt. If you take in long-term liabilities, over $130 trillion. So let's talk about free. We should be giving away more, not less.
Well, Tom, you know, when you... again, when they put all the time and effort into putting this health care bill through, and they're looking at the numbers, they're trying to, most of the time, they were trying to sell the numbers to themselves because they made no sense. There was no way they could make this work. And now they're having second thoughts, aren't they?
Look, the whole thing is just out of control. I mean, let's get serious about it. They're talking, the left is now saying if you cut a government program, people are going to die. This is how far we've gone. I don't remember, you know, you're a lot older than me, so you might be able to remember this. But when the Democrats passed Obamacare 8 years ago, and they cut $749 billion out of future Medicare payments, mm-hmm. That's what the Democrats voted for. Do you recall any of them saying people were going to die?
No. No, this is going to be the best thing since sliced bread for this country.
Yeah, so it's just truly remarkable how, you know, I wrote a book about it, The Divided Era, How Divided We're Getting. But it is remarkable just to watch it unfold, you know, if your listeners aren't familiar with me. I've been studying history now. My father started me young, the better part of four decades. And I read a lot about how civilizations rise and fall. And sure enough, we are on the downside of our, at least that's my estimation, but to watch it personally, I mean, for people to argue that government isn't spending enough when it's already 37% of the economy and the federal government is over $19 trillion in debt, to say that we should spend more to correct our problems. I mean, if government spending, Joe, was going to fix problems, wouldn't record spending have changed? something. Oh. I didn't ask it to fix it. I asked it to change it. Yet our poverty rate has stayed essentially the same for the last 40 years.
Yeah, we would have been out of debt 30 or 40 years ago with record spending. You're right.
Yes, if only we could spend our way out of debt. Greatest line.
Run those credit cards. Run those credit cards up, Tammy, because that's how we're going to get out of debt. I mean, the Dems are doing it. They must be right.
As Churchill said, for someone to assume you could spend your way out of poverty is to stand, to say that you could stand in a bucket and lift yourself up.
God. So, but I want to commit
in
people.
California, of course, I can't even tell you where they go. Are we going to have universal health care? What's your prediction? I'm turning the show on you. I'm going to interview you.
Thank you. Please do. Somebody ought to. Are we going to have it? I think we're going to have
someone
no, listen.
Other than your wife wants to hear your opinion. So let's get to it.
She doesn't listen. She's the producer and she doesn't listen to me. What do you want from me? So she, I think we will have a form. I think that this state and the Democratic...
No, I'm giving you an over and under. Over and under.
Are we...
September 1st, 2019.
We will have one-payer health care in California. We will have a form of single-payer health care in California, yes. Unless we get some Republican control back, I don't see that happening. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's only the first question. Don't filibuster.
Keep going.
We have a whole show to do here. Number two.
All right.
Will there be a payroll tax of 15% roughly passed at the same time?
Yes.
Okay,
there's no other way to
three.
Pay for it. All right, hold on. I believe in capitalism, so you're going to have to hold on to number three because we have to go to a commercial. When we come back, I'll let you finish your interview. It's the listening to The Real Side with Tom Del Vaccaro. His guest tonight is Joe Messina. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
You can do it up. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. You could be listening to about 3,000 other shows. I'd like to believe that the reason you've chosen this one is because you have a high IQ and you enjoy the content of the show usually. But tonight's show is the Real Side with Tom DelBacaro, and Joe Messina will be his guest this evening. Just thought I'd let you know ahead of time. Tom is the an author of The Divided Era. He also served as chairman of the California Republican Party and ran for Senate here in California. Tom, thanks for being with me tonight. Or I'm honored to be with you tonight.
No.
I don't know how to say it.
That's exactly right. Quit filibustering. Producer, cut his mic. So here's question number three.
Here we go.
You said we'd have universal health care in California by September 1st, and that would be 2019. I asked you then at the same time whether they would pass a payroll tax, which they estimated at 15%, in order to do this. You said yes. Question number three, will there be a, quote, millionaire's tax passed to make up part of the difference?
Yes. There's nothing to stop
these
people. Question, so, yes.
The question number four, will there be a sales tax increase to make up part of the difference?
Yes.
Question number five, who will be the person sitting in the office to sign these bills into law?
Who's the one that's, who's the lieutenant governor? What's his name? Newsom.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that was cheating. But, and so let's
wait a minute.
Start from there.
How could that be cheating? Wait, listen, are you actually suggesting that the average voter in California's IQ has risen to the level where they stop using looking at their phone for news information to find out what's going on in the state? You know how many people I've had say to me...
I think your wife was the one who told you the answer. That's what I was accusing.
Here's
my point about this. Because now we're at the reality is that we're going to have a primary. We have this dumb open primary.
That's right.
And now there are, quote, three Republicans of stature in the race.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Albert, David Halbert. Travis, is it David Halbert? Is that his name?
I think so. Does it matter?
And John Cox, which means that because we're not coalescing behind a single Republican, that means two Democrats will be in the final, and it'll likely be Tony Villar. I'm sorry, I shouldn't use his real name. I'm going to go by his stage name.
I was going to say, you being Italian will appreciate this, but I've always called him Tony Ragu.
He's not Italian.
No. But it's a mix of all kinds of stuff. He doesn't really know who he is. He kind of wants to use his wife's name now. He uses his name. He mixed them together. Kind of confused. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I know what you're saying. So, I find that it's going to be those two, and I think people always have asked me what Republicans should do. They've always asked me what my opinion on the outlook for California is, and I've generally been known as an optimist, but I must tell you, in the short term, I am very, very concerned about the next decade because I just don't know how this state is going to weather this massive tax increase that they're contemplating. It's just incredible.
They're going to go to the guy they keep making fun of, the guy they keep fighting, the guy that they've hired Eric Holder to push back on, and guys like Becerra. You know, they're going to push back on Trump. They're going to go to the federal government and say, oh, come on, we need $100 billion because we blew all that tax money we collected and used it on all the stuff that we shouldn't have used it on. It's just amazing. You know, Tom, I'm sure you're aware of this, but being on a school board, they have pushed down the pension dollars on us now. So now dollars that we didn't have to contribute, we all of a sudden now have to start contributing, and it works out to be close to 7%. That is going to put a majority of the school boards or the school districts in the state in some form of bankruptcy, some form of insolvency, because we didn't put out the numbers. We didn't suggest this is what we're going to be able to pay them back. The state did, and now the state has said, hey, we're going to make our books look good, and we're going to move it off to you. You figure out how to make it happen. Oh, by the way, we're not going to give you any money. That's going to be one of the next major crises.
No question about it. It is one of the rules of government that they play by is create a mandate at the highest level, fund it temporarily, and then push it down and say that you still have to do it, just like what you're describing. I mean, the federal government right now, one of the biggest healthcare things is, well, we're going to reduce Medicaid. But certain states went all in and said, we promised these people the money, and now you're telling us that you're not going to fund it ad nauseum, and so these people will lose out, even though the Senate bill, people are going to die because they're cutting Medicaid. Now, Medicaid is only going to rise 18%, 20% it's going to rise, and they talk like that is the end of the world. Well, I mean, this is the way things are in this
government,
country today.
Government is the only place, or the only business, if you would, is if you call out the year before you need 10 assistants in a certain department, and then the next year you find out you could do it with 8 and you eliminate 2 seats, what is that? That's a cut.
A cut.
Okay?
Exactly.
Right?
But at the end of the day,
yes,
we cannot sustain the continued growth in government today. And it shows up already. I mean, it's having an effect already. People say, oh, that's in the future. We don't know. It's false. Because government is so large today, the economic growth rate for the country is only around 2% because government is about 37% of the economy, and when you put in the cost of regulations, it exceeds 50. When government has that much total impact, then you have lower growth rates and lower standards of living, And then, of course, the recipe for a politician, if you have lower growth rates or standards of living and people don't have jobs and wages aren't rising, is to do what? To turn to even a greater government response, which in turn continues to push it down long term. And that's what we're seeing today. So we already have a lower standard of living than where we should be. And it's going to get worse, much worse here in California. And if the Republicans can't improve health care and can't pass tax reform, it's going to get much worse nationally as well.
Well, look at, come back to the state for a second, and I look at what's going on at the state level. The Republicans have very little impact, if any, or can slow them down maybe a little bit, but really can't stop them. The gas tax just went through. We had a Republican jump on board with them. When you have Republicans jumping ship to get what they want from the Democrats because they see everything as a lost cause, you might as well just hand the state to the Democrats and walk away at that point in time. Let them let it implode. They'll blame us anyway, but let them let it implode and let people see them for what they are at. Do you think that if it gets to the point where the state truly can't pay its bills, that the average voter will look and say, okay, the Dems are running this place, look at the mess we're in, let's give the Republicans a shot? Do you see that as a possibility in any way?
Well, yeah. Is it a possibility?
Well,
yes. The question.
I'm not talking about a lottery.
You know, in between now and then, you're going to have a lot more people leave the state, mm-hmm. and the majority of those people leaving would be inclined to vote Republican. I mean, Joel Kotkin, the famed demographer who used to be a Democrat. And once when I was party chairman, I interviewed him at one of our conventions. I don't know if you remember that in Burbank. And he's right. He said basically this state is becoming the very wealthy, the poor, and those connected to unions. And that's where we're going.
Yeah, I agree.
It won't much matter. The turnaround becomes increasingly more difficult, in other words, because Republicans continue to leave for other states for jobs.
Yeah, but,
and a place where they can go and be safe.
Yeah, Tom, and the other side, we've got to go for a break here, but the other side of that, too, is you've got people here getting all kinds of help from the government, whether Republican or Democrat, some truly need it, and they know that whatever lever they pull in the box, they'll end up losing all or a portion of that check. But we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, here with Tom Del Vaccaro. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live there as well. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to be afraid of over the last 8 years. And you'll find out that there are a bunch of malarkey, as Uncle Joe always said. But let me bring in my guest. I always have a good time when he's on with me. Tom Del Beccaro joins me. He's the author of a book called The Divided Era. He also was the chairman of the California Republican Party and a candidate for states for Senate here in California. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Thanks so much.
All right. So you wrote a piece in Forbes magazine called The Biggest Mistake That D.C. Republicans Are Making. You know what? I told you my one-word answer was, my one-line answer was, they need to grow a spine. They actually have no spine. That's the biggest problem they got. But what do you think it is?
Well, so, and this happens all the time. Now, let's start off by talking about this recent poll about the Senate program, the Obamacare Lite, essentially.
Yeah.
The nation, quote, doesn't like it. Very few support it. Now, why do very few support it? Do you really think that the people who answered that poll, or let me ask you a different, what percentage of people who answered that poll do you think have read the bill?
Maybe two. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe two.
Yeah, exactly. So what is it they don't like? What they don't like is what they've heard in the media, because, in fact, they've heard very little from Republicans. And that is the point of my article. The Democrats have their party, their unions, and the media all come together to push their agenda on the left. And they do it all the time. The Republicans only have the Republicans and talk radio, and that's really about it, some volunteer groups. So what Republicans do is they win an election, and then they go to Washington, and then they sit in the halls of Washington and argue with themselves and the Democrats and say, we don't have enough votes. We can't get them to vote our way. Meanwhile, the Democrats are doing what they're doing right now, which is to talk to the entire country in various formats, major media the biggest, and tell people and win their side of the story and win the argument. They're winning the argument, not with facts. They're telling people Medicare is going to be cut and people are going to die. Actually, Medicare is going to rise 18%, and people aren't going to die. But they're winning the argument. The biggest mistake Republicans consistently make is to win elections and then go to Washington and stop engaging the American public.
Yep.
They stop rallying them to their cause, educating them, and getting the American people to put pressure, on Washington for change. This is the biggest campaign for Republicans, period. If they don't fix these things, they could be in the wilderness for a while. And Obamacare will grow bigger. Government sector will grow bigger. This is a big point. If they can't fix and remove Obamacare now, for sure some aspect of it will stay until bankruptcy. So if the so what should they be doing? They should go around the country and get people on their side, like the Democrats are. It's a one-sided argument. The Republicans are losing.
Tom, I think part of the problem, though, is they get there, and again, you and I talked about this during the break. They don't have Plan B. There are so many problems with this new health care bill, if you would, that they could have fixed before they brought it to the table. They let it sit for so long. And you and I both know the idea is to get it together, get it out there, vote on it, and get it gone. The longer it sits and lingers, the longer it festers, the more it takes on a stench, and the Democrats play off of that stench. But I probably differ a little bit from you from a standpoint of the Democrats have been screaming that we hate women, we hate water, we hate air, we hate children, we hate old people, right? And I think that's not taking hold like it used to. I think the noise, a lot of the noise that you're hearing are the people that are being paid, if you would, to make as much noise as humanly possible. I do not believe that the majority of the people showing up at these town halls and making noise are showing up because they're mad and they have nothing else to do.
Well, they're getting paid to be there? No, look, the Republicans cannot pass a health care bill or a tax bill. And I've listened to them say we don't have enough votes. Okay. How do you change that? You change that by getting the population, the voters, to pressure the swing votes. The Democrats are good at that. The Republicans don't even try it.
I just look at the Dems, and you're right. We have fallen flat. We gave them the keys to the safe, and they're still sitting on the couch going, if we only had. But I look at the Democrats, I look what's been going on since November, they're still playing by the same book. I mean, I don't think that gives them brownie points, Tom.
They're winning the biggest two issues, which is tax reform and health reform. Yes, I think I support Trump's deregulation. I support what he's done with the VA. I support his bolder foreign policy. But by the biggest domestic issues are tax reform and health care, and the Democrats are winning. Yes, they're doing, they're acting in ways I think are uncivil, and you can say da-da-da-da-da. But they're winning the biggest two arguments because they are engaging the American, they have convinced the American public that the health care bill is bad and the Republicans don't know what to do. You got to give them credit.
Yeah, but we've added to that. You've got a bunch of senators and even congressmen that are talking about how bad portions of this bill are. And they're afraid that they're not going to get...
Okay, but remember.
Go ahead.
Okay, but politics is about momentum. The Pennsylvania had a senator who was a Republican, an independent, and a Democrat. You remember his name? Arlen Specter.
Specter, yeah.
When it was cool, most politicians are followers. when Reagan was around, he thought he was cool and he was a conservative. Then he went to an independent, and then when Obama came around at the very beginning, he became what? He became a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Most politicians will follow momentum. The Republicans are not creating momentum. They're not making it easier
right.
to be Republican because they're not. Look, I wrote an article earlier about what Ossoff and Gorsuch and Lincoln should teach Republicans, and that's basically this. At this point of division, no matter what Republicans do, the Democrats and the media are going to say it's the end of the world. So they might as well do the right thing and reap the rewards of good policy later on. But instead, they've frozen themselves, and things are going to get much worse for them politically.
I have said this for a long time on this show, until leadership takes a different approach at things, until they're willing to really take these things head on and make a difference, nothing's going to change up there. We're going to look like a bunch of young kids that just got a brand new pool table.
They cannot buy off the Democrats or the left. That's not possible.
Right.
So you might as well...
Take it to the street. You're right.
Do
take
the
it to the people.
Thing and make it work.
Yeah, but you can take it to the people. Look, they had the momentum after the election. They had the momentum in January and February, and instead of
and they blew it.
Bingo! They should have been slamming these things through back then and going, "Hey, you can either come along for the ride, or you can sit there and sulk and tell everybody what we're doing wrong. Either or, you know."
Yes.
All right. Well, that's just
whatever. Yeah, right. 100%.
All right, Tom, tell people how they can find you, get your book, and read what you post.
Well, the divided era, which explains why we're fighting so much. And it has to do with the size of government and its effect. They can get that at Amazon. My website's politicalvanguard.com. And about a month from now, we're going to roll out a whole new format with new writers and the whole thing. So... bookmark it and watch for the change. And Joe, I appreciate you coming on, even though you're from Boston. I understand that. But in the spirit of bipartisanship as a New Yorker, I'm here on your show. And in the future, when I'm interviewing you, I want shorter, crisper answers. Can we do that?
No, I'm from Boston. I have to argue my point even after the horse dies. Because it's
even after I agree with you, right. I know that about you.
I know. I made the sale. The ink is dry. I'm not giving you your keys until I convince you, right? Anyhow, Tom,
exactly.
Thank you for being with me. I appreciate it.
I'm
Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you guys spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. We come back. I should have saved this for Corey, but I don't want to wait that long. Baltimore businesses are suing for the damage done during the riots. Thank God. It's about time. And they're going to nail her good. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.